Erevin Perek Tes Mishnah Beis. We have another fundamental halacha over here that's negea to a lot of the dinim of mechitza, and that is that very often the fact that two mekaymos are separated by a wall is not as straightforward as that sounds. It sounds like you have two backyards that are separated by mechitza. Okay, it's negea hilchus v'shusayach. It's also negea hilchus eruvi chatzeros. That two places are not prutzim zelozeh when there's a wall between them. What happens if there's no straightforward wall? Ostensibly, the places are open to each other, but there's something in Gidrei Mechitzos that defines these two Mekomis as Chalukim. What would that be? In the previous Mishnah we had, between two Gagin, you could say there's a good Asik that defines the two Gagin as two separate Shuis, even though they look open to each other. The access from one to the other is without stepping over or through a mechitza. But since you have good asik, you have something here that delineates the rishus as separate. So here we are in this Mishnah, we have a separate case. And there are sugyas baruchos through the length and breadth of the Maseches Erevin that discuss this concept. Gag godel samuch lekotn. We have over here is two roofs. Picture where one roof is, one house is very wide, and the second house goes flush up against the first house, and obviously the sides of the bigger house stick out much further. Now, like we said, the only time there's no good asik is only on the part of the two houses that are against each other, because you can't see the wall going between them going down. But the sides of the building are definitely good asik dig. So if you think about it, what you have over here is like sort of like a T, where the head of the T sticks out, and you have the body of the T sticking out. It's narrower, sticking down. You have mechitzos around the outer periphery of the T, which is the bigger building with the smaller building, which is the bottom part of the T. Between them, there's no mechitza, but the bigger mokom, the bigger chotzer, is separated from the bottom because there's good asik on the sides of the head, picture the sides of the head of the T, that does have a mechitza. And that mechitza, even though the part that's flush against the bayis koton, against the gag koton, is open, but you have mechitzos mibachutz. These are called gifufe. Gifufe are sides of a wall that are open. The Gemara uses this term a lot. You have sides of a wall that are open, even though the place between the two of them is porutz, but there's something here that defines that mokum as being enclosed. So the gad gadol is enclosed, whereas the gad koton, the head of the gad koton is completely open, because it's completely open, and he doesn't have gifufe on his sides, it's not part of his building. So mele for him, his head goes directly into the head of the teeth. The front of that bias goes directly, or that gag goes directly into the bigger gag. That's completely open. Memel, the Mishnah says that a gag godl samach lekotn, ha godl mutter, the godl is delineated, is separate for itself. It's not porutz to the mokum kotn. Memel, even if they're not mu'uriv ze im ze, the big gag, you can carry it because it's considered not nifratz ayideh the godl, ayideh the kotn. The hakotn is also, the koton is considered completely open to the godel. Memela, the diure godel are meshach shaychi to the diure koton, and because of that, the mokum koton can't be considered a mokum by itself. And if it's nifrats, the mokum ha'osolo, that asus the gag koton. So we have over here the etzem yisoid, that two mekaymos that are completely open to each other. If they're nifratzim zelazek, zeras rishuyos, asus carrying in both rishuyos, like we explained in Mishnah Aleph. Tzudetzu, we have a chiddush over here that mechitzos help by the good asik. Yisoid number two. Yisoid number three is that good asik does not help on the area between the two gagan that are completely against each other because you can't see it. That's yisoid number three. Yisoid number four is that you can have mechitzos defining and delineating the proteus of the gag godol al yidei mechitzas bachutz, even though klape, it's next to whenever the cotton, there's nothing there between them. Mashenkin, the cotton has nothing, and therefore the cotton will be awesome. Now remember one important idea is that this thing of two places that Be'etzim Amukim and Mechitzas, you're talking about the Gan Gadol and the Gan Katan, are both, they're not Kamelis and they're Rishus HaYachid. The idea of two Mekoymas being Nifrotzen Zeh Lo Zeh is a problem that's all part of Gzeres Rishus. It's not a Mechitza Dika problem. It's not part and parcel of the regular din that a Mokim of Rishus HaYachid, even if it's not a Rishus HaRam, you're only allowed to carry there if it's Mukaf Mechitzas. This is Shaykh Gzeras Rishuyas, Chotzer, Gag, Karfev, and so on. Places that are doimit to Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRam. The fallout of that, the nafkimina of that, the Rav points out, is that any halacha which is Shaykh, the Hilchis, Mechitzos, if you have a backyard, it's a Kamalis, not a Rishus HaYachid, it's not a Rishus HaRam. In order to carry there, in order to have the kids play there, you have to surround it with a fence. If that fence falls down in Shabbos, of course, the backyard becomes awesome. As soon as the makom is not mukhi mechitza, you're not allowed to carry there. We, however, had a din that if you have a makom where the shem nifratz was in the middle of Shabbos, once the beginning of Shabbos came in, and was matter those makomis in gzeiras eruve chatzeres, in the din of chatzeres, rishuyos, carrying zem mizeh, you're allowed to carry there the rest of Shabbos. So if you had a gag gadol and a gag katan, and there was some type of, there was a tzus, or there was a fence between them, the fence fell down on Shabbos, havadi would be allowed to carry there. Also, we should point out that this, that the gifufin, like we called it, mibachutz, define and delineate the Gag Godel as a separate entity, and because of that, it's not nifrats to the Gag Kotten, is only if there's no pirtza. The Gifufin act as mechitzois. You have in the first paragraph also extensively with the Lechi and the Kairi, you have the same idea. Gifufi helped for Takana of closing off the fourth side of a Mavoi. Pratim are very barichos over there in the first paragraph in the Sugis. However, that's only when there's no pirtza of Asara Amois. If the mokoim, that's the head, the top of the gag cotton going into the gag godel, is wide asora, so then your mamash have a pirtza in the gifufe of the gag godel. Even the gag godel is not considered enclosed. That's something else to have in mind. Now the Mishnah says a second case, which seems to be really the same idea, but the Mishnah adds it with the Tosefes Knech. In the first din of gag godel samach l'cotton, all it said was mutar and asor. Listen to the Mishnah saying the second thing, second time. Chotze gedoyle shenifritzo liktano. Hagedoyle muter is here. It's not up in the air. No good asik. It's on the ground. You have two places, two chetzeres that are open. They're open to each other, but there are gifufe around the chotze gedoyle that define it as separate. But the chotze ketana is open. Hagedoyle muter is vaktana asura. The Mishnah could have stopped right there. The Mishnah adds a Tosefes Hesber, Mipnei Shehi, Kipischo, Shel, Gedoylo. The Kotan is considered as an annex to the Gedoylo. What the Gemara calls that the Kilu, the Dayore HaGodol, have Shaykhis to the Kotan. If the Kotan is Nifrat to the Godol because the Kotan is serving as part of the Godol, but the Godol is not part of the Kotan. The Gifufe define the Godel as separate than the Kotan, but the Kotan is Kepischa Shala Godel. Why does the Mishnah have to add this? So besides for the fact that there's two cases, one Legabe the Chatzeris and one Legabe the Gagin, that we understand, because the case of the Gagin is infinitely more complicated because of everything we said with Gurasik. That's the Chilik between the two cases. But what's this Hezv Neshehi Kepischa Shel Gedela? See, here we have that the Gemara adds from Brises that there are other dinim also which are not Shaykh to Hilchos Shabbos. So now you have two places. One is open to the other. And you have a Mokum Kotan which is not considered separate than the Godel. We look at the Kotan as being Shaykh to the Godel. What's a Nafkimina? Nafkimina, the Marshal, is let's say you have five people in one, five people in the other, the Gabi Aminyan. Without going into the Pratim, you have the Tfila Betzibur of the chazan in one, the tzibur in the other. When do you see them as in the same rishus? You see the chazan as being in the mokum with the tzibur. You see the chazan as being separate in tzibur. It's mamish tolin these gedorim. Another case is legabe klai hakerem, we have Tvua in one, you have Kerem in the other. The halacha of Klai HaKerem is that as long as there's something in Hilchas Mechitza is dividing the two. It's another example of where Hilchas Mechitza has played themselves out, non-Hilchas Shabbos. There are several instances. One is Lagabe Sukkah, of course. That's Shaykh Rishuyos. Klai HaKerem, as long as you have a wall, doesn't make a difference the fact that biologically under the ground, the two might be close to each other. When is it called that the Tvua and the Kerem are not with each other? When is it called that the Tvua is not by the Kerem is not by the Tvua? Also, depending on the Gedarim of Mipnei Shehi Kipischoi Shalak Doilo. What's the Nafkamina? The Tvua to the Kerem to the Tvua. Which one asks to the other is a fascinating sub-discussion. The Sugi over here, Legabi Dizinyon. Now the Mishnah tells us another thing, which is in Hilchis Mechitzis, no Shaykhis whatsoever with Hilchis Zeras Rishuyas. Chotzer Shenifitzel Lushus HaRabim. The case over here goes like this. You have a chotzer completely surrounded by walls, and one wall, which was up against Rishus HaRabim, fell down. Nifitzel Lushus HaRabim, or it opened up, there's a big pierce in it. The wall was thick enough that even though the chotzer really is Rishus HaYochid, but the wall is like a shtickle mokum, it's a few feet wide. And now the oidlam from the Rishus HaRabim on that side that it became open start crowding into that space where the wall was. Picture, let's say, a breach in the wall around the old city of Yerushalayim. The mokum of the wall, Befrat Bashayafu, the mokum of the wall is a mokum for itself. The question is whether that mokum, since the Rabim that's standing in the Rishus HaRabim sort of crowds in over there now, whether that's which we call Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, it's Mekoymois in the context of Mechitzois, but it's being used as, and it's adjacent to Rishus HaRabim. So Chotze Shenifitzel Rishus HaRabim, Hamachnis Mitoichel Rishus HaYochid, we're talking over here about, again, this mokum where the Mechitzos were. That is subject to this discussion between the Chacham and Rebbe Elazar, whether that can be now called Rishus HaRabim. Further in the Chotzer, despite the fact that now it's very accessible, the Olam is coming in and out, but since it's Bein HaMechitzos, it's inside the Mokum, which is properly Rishus HaYochid, that, even if it's Nifratz, and the Olam comes in, it's only a Kamalus. When we talk about over here, in the wording of Rebbe Elazar, we talk about litoicha, we're talking about from the house. We're not talking about from the chotzer. Hamachnes mitoicha, from the house that's inside this chotzer, l'shus hayochid, you're carrying out to this place of the mokum hamachitzes, we now consider that part and parcel of the rishus haram. Sidi rishus haram, kir rishus haram. Oim rishus hayochid litoicha, or you pick up something in rishus hayochid, and you carry out from the house, let's say, and you carry out to that mokum, which is by the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. Chayiv Divrei Rebbe Elazar. Elazar holds that that is considered Rishus HaRabim. We don't look at it as only a karmelis, we look at it as a proper Rishus HaRabim. Even though the mechitzos are right there, but the mechitzos, l'maisa, it's not surrounded by the mechitzos. L'maisa, Tzidei Rishus HaRabim becomes bottle, becomes nitval to Rishus HaRabim. The Gemara says that really, the Mishnah could have given the case of Tzidei Rishus HaRabim without the whole story of walls falling down. Tzidei Rishus HaRabim is a space which is not on the Etzim street. It's like a, sometimes you could have it like a little bit of an alley off the main street would be considered Nitval to the Rishus HaRabim. You know, just to make a vaited sushtel, Ramosha in his famous tshuva, where he's machmir making a Reuven in Brooklyn, Manhattan. So one of the nidoinim that he brings up is that when you have an entire grid of streets, let's say like you have in Brooklyn, where all the streets are laid out at right angles, we don't look at the main street as Rishus HaRabim and all the other streets, which don't have that volume of Shishu Riboy as a Kamalis. He says, since they're all servicing, they all come to and fro, to and out of the main streets, they're all considered Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. They all have a din of being part of the grid over here, being part of the Rishus HaRabim. And it's not totally in this Machlokes of Elazar and the Chachamim. Because over here the problem is, you have the place that's sort of Bein HaMechitzos. It's not Nichot Tashmishtei for the Rabbim as much, even though the Rabbim's there. Maybe that's why it's Machlokes Tanoim. But when you have a grid of streets which are serviced and servicing in and out access to the main roads, so that's considered, that the whole grid is considered Rishus Harab. Ramosha's Taich, based on Rishonim, in Halacha L'maisa. L'maisa the Chacham argue, the Chacham Maimrim, that this Mokoim, where the walls fell down, Mitoicha L'shus HaRabim, or M'shus HaRabim, L'toicha, would be potter. The word Mitoicha is a little bit misleading, because L'toicha and Rebbe Lazar referred to the house. Over here, the word Mitoicha and L'toicha referred to the rest of the Chotzer. The Chacham are proving their point. The rest of the Chotzer, because it's inside, even though the Rabbim has access, and they could go in and out, that's considered Avada only a Kavla, it's not Rishus HaRab. So Mitoicha from inside the Chotzer Rishus HaRab, by Rishus HaRab, Mitoicha Potter, Neshika Kavla. So even the Tzide Rishus HaRab, true, the Rabbim has access there, just because it's flush up against the Rishus HaRab, if it's not 100% part of the street, it's only Tzide Rishus HaRab, it has a din of Rishus HaYochid, I'm sorry, it has a din of a Karmelis, and there's no chiyuv over there as carrying in Rishus HaRab.